For as yet it had fallen upon none of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Messiah, Jesus. Then they began laying hands on them, and they started receiving the Holy Spirit. Now Philip obviously had power with God. Signs and miracles, paralyzed people healed, demon-possessed people delivered. And the people knew it. They weren't fools. They knew this was real. They believed the gospel and would have done anything Philip said, would have submitted to anything Philip did. He said, repent, be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you'll receive the Holy Ghost. That was the gospel. Well, they repented, they were baptized in the name of Jesus, and nothing happened. Because the man with the keys was not there. The man with the keys had opened up, had led the Jews into the kingdom of God. Now it's time for the Samaritans, and they had to have... Now nobody understood this. The apostles that sent Peter and John to Samaria didn't understand this. They did not know that Peter was about to use another one of his keys to the kingdom. They didn't understand that. The Spirit was in them sending them without their understanding all the details. Now, when I got to this point right here, I had a thought I'd never had before in my life, and nobody has ever had a thought that was around me in my life like this. And the thought was this. Why did Jesus say to Peter, I'll give you the keys, plural, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom? There's not but one kingdom. I know there's Jew and there's Gentiles and Samaritan. I know there are three groups of people in the earth, but Peter didn't associate those keys of the kingdom with them. And besides that, besides there being one kingdom, there's one door. John chapter 10, verse 7 and 9, Jesus said, I am the door. There is one door into the one kingdom of God. So what? I've explained it before as three doors, but they're not but one door. So what were the keys? What were they to? Has something to do with Jews and Samaritans and Gentiles getting into that one, through that one door, into that one kingdom. It has something to do with those groups of people. But what was it opening? If Jesus is the door. I never came to a conclusion. I don't know. Something in them to get them there. But as I was... A week ago today, I was telling the Hebrew people on Saturday morning, I thought I never had before in my life when I came to chapter 8 in Acts. And I was just trying to stir them up a little bit. Then I said, okay, where are we in Hebrew now? And nobody would do Hebrew. Really, Gary would have left with a bad attitude. He just couldn't. So I knew I had to talk about this, and we talked about it. We kicked it around. No, we couldn't come up. What was it that the key turned? Had to be something spiritually connected to those three kinds of people. But in the process of that, discussion about why keys of the kingdom? What would Peter think? I mean, what would he think? Keys to the boiler room? Keys to the treasury department? What?